From Detroit to Petoskey, this is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Candler, Ryan Oakey, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every week. All across the great state of Michigan, Danny Candler, Ryan Oakey, Anthony Bellino, all hanging out with you. Big thanks to our good buddy Lee Sterling for joining us. We'll talk to Benjamin Raven of M Live coming up next. Thank you to Jason Beck, covering the Detroit Tigers. MLB.com beat writer there, so it's great. I'm working on my wagers right now that Lee just gave us, all those free picks that we got to have just now. But I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but I believe that this is our almighty segment in which we do our college picks, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
How did we fare last week? Because I didn't feel too confident about many things.
So last week, Daniel and Anthony, you went 3-2.
Okay, that's how we like that, Dan. Okay,
I went 2-3 overall with the college picks. Dan and Anthony, you're both 5-5. I'm 6-4.
All right. I'm hanging in.
All right, hold on that. All right, you got the games. Are you ready?
I have the games ready.
Let's do it to it, Lars.
All right, first game. It's the game in Chicago. It's Notre Dame, ACC powerhouse, versus Big Ten foe, Wisconsin. The line has moved. Wisconsin, 6.5-point favorites.
Give me the Badgers. The Honey Badgers. Sugar Weasel, or what do they call them? Give me that. Wisconsin.
Sugar Weasels. Angelo Gross of Michigan State.
I know. So I said Honey Badgers, so Sugar Weasel just came out.
6.5.
Oh, win by a touchdown? Come on. Baptize
it is kind of like a semi-rivalry game, but I'll take Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm going to take Notre Dame. I don't know if Wisconsin wins this game by a touchdown. I think Wisconsin wins, but I don't know if a touchdown is going to be how it happens.
Lee just gave us this one.
I know, but hey, you gonna badger the guy that's winning the college picks right now?
It's our week, Dan.
Oh, it's our week.
Whale. We'll see. Moving on. My favorite games to bet on this entire year are Connecticut games because the spreads are just ridiculous. Connecticut at home hosting Wyoming. Wyoming 30-point favorites.
What has UConn? Have they covered a spread yet?
They are 1-3.
How is that? How is that possible that Wyoming can go on the road anywhere and be a favorite, let alone a 30-point favorite?
Yeah, it's traveling west to east. You know, Wyoming, not a whole lot out there. There's that weird place. What's it called? Cootie something. Got cooties. It's like a resort town. Great golf, skiing, lodging. Give me Connecticut, though. Rip Hamilton. Give me Connecticut.
Who else went to Connecticut? Come on.
Ray Allen went to Connecticut?
Andre Drummond.
Flewellen?
Oh. Andre Flewell.
Your obsession with the...
I'm just kidding. I was only kidding. I mean, you say...
Under my desk.
I don't trust anybody to cover 30, so I'll take Connecticut.
Again, these spreads for UConn, they're 1-3 against the spread. These spreads have been in the 20s and 30s. They're the worst team in college football. Wyoming has put up over 40 points the last two games, 45 and 50. Give me Wyoming to just decimate the UConn Huskies, because that's why I keep putting them on there, because I will just keep winning that bet. Wyoming minus 30. Moving on. We'll jump up to a line you talked about during the break, Anthony. Ohio State versus Akron. Ohio State, 49.5-point favorites.
Gotta beat them by 50. Oh, man.
Again, I just said I don't trust anybody to cover 30. Am I going to take somebody at 49.5? I can't do that.
I don't know. I really
Come
don't.
On, Zips. Give me Akron.
I'll take Ohio State because Dan wants Akron. And I, after tying him last week, I got to jump ahead.
Yeah. What did Michigan win by last week?
106.
They won by 53 points?
Yes, they did.
So a team can beat a MAC team by half a hundred. The one that's firing on all cylinders offensively. Great. Ohio State has problems. They've been fine on offense. So give me Ohio State. This is going to be like a 70-3 game. Ohio State needs that, like, that screw you game. And this one's going to be it.
I'm feeling a 60-11.
There's going to be a safety somewhere.
Damn.
2-point conversion.
60-11.
Michigan State hosting Nebraska in the woodshed. Michigan State, 5-point favorites, 3-0 versus 2-2. Who do you have?
I mean, Mel Tucker did a great job this past weekend of paying my bills. I'm going to ride with it. Let's go Spartans.
I will continue to roll with the Spartans.
Despite some heartbreak games of Nebraska and Michigan State, Nebraska scoring late touchdowns in the last few seconds, I believe last week was Nebraska's Super Bowl. Going to Oklahoma, feeling the Big 12 love. Now they come back to the Big 10 and realize that no one likes them, and they're going to get beaten bad. I'm just like, hey, it was cool that you saw your ex last weekend, but you're here now.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back to reality.
Jeez, that's rough.
Give me State minus 5. And lastly, Michigan hosting Rutgers. 3:30 is the game, right?
Yes.
This line opened up at 18. It's now Michigan 20.5 points.
Got to win by 3 touchdowns. Dan, what say you?
Michigan's going to win the game. Rutgers will make it in. Not interesting, but they'll stay in it, like Lee said. I'll take Rutgers.
Ryan?
Yeah. Was it Rutgers? They went to overtime last year, right, in New Jersey?
Not one overtime.
3 overtimes?
Not 2 overtimes. 3 overtimes.
Right. This isn't Rutgers of 5 years ago. This is Shiano Man's Rutgers. Despite
Shiano Man.
Yeah, sing us a song, Shiano Man.
We'll tell you in the break.
Anyways, despite 2 corners, Rutgers is a better football team than when Michigan ran the 7 fullback I formation for the touchdown a few years ago. Yeah, Michigan will win this. Could be 2 scores. They could even be up 3 scores. I think Rutgers will get the backdoor cover. 3 touchdowns is a lot for what I think Rutgers is.
Wow, 2 with Rutgers. Well, you already know where I'm going. The fight song's playing. The fight song is playing. The hell that's going on, guys? It's all about Michigan this week. That's what it is. It's all about the maize and blue, fellas. All about it. Michigan. It could be 2 touchdowns, Ryan said. It's going to be 3 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, 35.5. They could probably cover that. Give me the maize and blue. Cade McNamara, highly ranked by Pro Football Focus. It's got everybody aggravated. Everybody's all upset. They're going to run it right at Rutgers, then go over the top. A little Cornelius
Johnson.
They're
really upset
Johnson.
Because he Give doesn't qualify
Give
for
the
stats
Wolverine.
Yet.
Let's go blue. Let's do it to it. Blake Corum, best running back in the country. Give me Michigan. And we're back with more X's and Bros. We're talking a little Lions football with the man, Benjamin Raven. The Lions taking on his family's team. Yes, his last name is Raven. Who else to get Raven's coverage from than Benjamin Raven of M Live? He joins us next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan. For the one close to you and to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com. Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, on Twitter at MHSAA, on Facebook MHSAA, and you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com. Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.